Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show. What?
Jenkins and Alfred Part 852, Metal Town. In our last episode, the blanket was tight, but that was actually a fitted sheet. In this episode, people went places. Oh my goodness, Jenkins, over here! Oh, hello, dog! Oh, it's so good to finally be home! Wait, where have you been all day? I noticed you weren't here. I checked your room. I checked your closet. We should talk about your closet, by the way. Dog, what did you do? Oh, I didn't do anything to it. I just haven't heard you talk about your closet in a while. Hey, you mean the one you fixed up that one time gave me, like, all the candies and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Well, it probably needs some love, too. I don't get candies anymore when I'm in there, and I think the mirrors are dirty, and some of the lights have gone out.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, you have to upkeep the thing.
Well, I know, but I don't go in there that often, and it's lonely all by... Anyways, let me tell you about my day.
Oh, yeah, where were you?
So, I don't know, some kind of metal town. It's like 2 miles in the air.
What are you talking about?
He means Leadville, and it's at 10,000 feet above the ocean.
Right, that's what I said. Oh, thanks, Chuck, that helped.
What do you mean that helped? That's the same thing I said.
No, the name of the town is Leadville.
Metal town, what is the difference?
If you can't hear it, I can't explain it to you. But yeah, that's where we were.
Oh, and it was the best, dog. Guess what?
What?
I got myself a hat.
Really?
Yes, but not any hat. I'll tell you more about it in just a moment. But first of all, I got it from a store called Manzana.
Manzana? The Spanish word for apple?
Oh, Lord, there's probably copyright implications for them. Why do they name their store Manzana? Chuck, what was the actual name?
I don't know. I stayed in the car while you all did that part.
Oh. Well, let's just call it Manzana. They had all kinds of different things, but I got myself a beanie. And guess what color I got?
Did we do this part already?
Maybe in my head.
Okay.
I got a yellow one.
Okay.
Do you know why I got a yellow one, dog?
No.
It's all part of my grand plan to get back at the plant that's trying to kill me.
What? What plant is trying to kill you?
The yellow spiky one.
The little yellow cactus?
Yes, that the girl keeps in her room.
It's not even in their room anymore. What'd you say? I said it's not even in their room anymore.
Well, where is it? Is it on the loose? Is it in my closet? Is that why I don't get candies?
No. It's downstairs. It's with a bunch of the other plants.
It's camouflaging. It's waiting for its attack. It's just sitting there, waiting, just like the ninja kitty in the shadow.
No. It's not a ninja kitty. It's a bright yellow cactus that you can see from everywhere.
Well, we'll see about that, dog. But anyways, can I tell you my grand plan?
Oh, sure.
Chuck, go away.
What?
I don't want you hearing it. You'll tell the cactus.
Why? First of all, the cactus doesn't have ears. Second, why would I tell the cactus? I'm on your side.
Are you?
Yeah.
I just thought with me making fun of you for getting hit in the back of the head by a bird's beak that you weren't on good terms with me.
Well, it's not my favorite when you make that joke, but no, I'm with you all.
Oh, well, then you can stay. So, I'm going to wear the beanie, and I'm going to sit right beside the yellow thing. And then the moment it goes to attack me, I'm going to... And I will end it. I will end it, dog.
It's just a little cat. I don't even think the cactus could affect you.
It could kill me with its poison darts.
No, those things stay in it, and they're not poison. They're just sharp. You might bleed a little.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Copyright Ben Stiller.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood, dog. Nobody. Not even a cactus. Not even when I prick it with my paw.
Do you have blood in your paws?
No one knows, dog. Who would ever cut open a cat paw to find out? That's disgusting. Put it away.
I didn't say I did.
Anyways, after we got done at Wahooey Town.
You mean Metal Town?
You mean Leadville?
Yes, that's it.
Then we got in the vehicle to come home, and they closed down the entire country.
The entire country?
Yeah. We had to go way to another country and then back up. It took an extra hour.
Wait a minute. The whole country?
It was something like that. The road we drove in on, we couldn't drive back home on.
Okay, well, if you only went an hour out of your way, that's not a whole different country. Maybe some different towns and cities.
Oh, but dog, it was so pretty, and the sun was setting, and slowly we made our way back down to 5,420 feet.
Oh, yeah, that's the right one.
So anyways, that's my plan. I'm going to go scout for that yellow cactus that's trying to kill me. It's putting all kind of interference in my ears.
No, I hear it too.
It's like this weird shh sound.
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, it's very advanced. I'm going to go figure out how they're doing it. Who's with me?
Yeah, I got nothing better to do. Okay, bye.
The end.
What?